This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Deadly Buffalo hate crime.
This is not open season on African-Americans.
California church shooting.
It's just overwhelming to know that this happens in your backyard.
Senseless violence.
People are sad. A lot of people are angry.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup, a Sunday shooting at a Southern California church, a day after a deadly attack at a Buffalo supermarket, shootings in Houston and Milwaukee, so many families now dealing with the aftermath of violence. The FBI labels it a hate crime in Buffalo. 10 black people were shot and killed inside a Tops supermarket. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the suspect is white. An 18-year-old.
Police say the accused gunman had driven roughly 200 miles from Conklin, New York, to kill black people, and that he was spotted there Friday, the day before the shooting.
If you ask me right now, is that kid I talked to on Friday racist? I would tell you no.
Brady Lewis said he spoke to the suspected gunman for more than an hour that day outside the supermarket. He said the topics ranged from time travel to critical race theory.
You think he would have tried to kill you?
Obviously, he don't like black people, but I don't know if he would have shot me or not.
Authorities called the alleged gunman a racially motivated violent extremist.
He took my sister who I talk to every day.
Among the victims is 72-year-old Catherine Massey, whose sister and niece took us into her home.
Some of her favorites.
Yeah.
They told us she was a beloved pillar of the Buffalo community.
Kat was our cheerleader.
She was a matriarch of the family.
We also spoke to Tops employee Zaire Goodman, who survived a gunshot wound to the neck.
What's the emotion that you're feeling right now?
Discomfort, sadness, maybe a bit of regret.
Regret.
I wonder why out of the three people that were spared, I was one of them.
President Biden plans to go to Buffalo tomorrow. CBS's Jeff Pagaz has the latest on the shooting investigation.
18-year-old Peyton Gendron was arraigned over the weekend.
We continue to investigate this case as a hate crime perpetrated by a racially motivated violent extremist.
Gendron has been charged with first-degree murder. Investigators say he plotted the attack over several months, allegedly posting a 180-page manifesto online. He described himself as a white supremacist and anti-Semite and referred to the racist idea known as replacement theory, the notion that white Americans are at risk of being replaced by people of color. State officials say that Gendron had threatened a shooting at his high school last year.
The individual was brought in for a mental health evaluation. He was evaluated and then he was released.
The suspect was never flagged as an extreme risk under the state's red flag law that could have prevented him from purchasing a gun.
Now to Southern California and a Presbyterian church in Laguna Woods, where one person was killed and five wounded. CBS's Carter Evans.
Investigators say about 30 to 40 parishioners were gathered for lunch after the morning church service when the gunfire erupted. Now, the Orange County undersheriff said if it wasn't for a group of what he called hero parishioners tackling the gunman, well, more people could have died.
A group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least two weapons from him.
The suspect is an Asian man in his 60s. Investigators are working to determine if he has any connections to the church or its congregants.
In Houston, two people were shot and killed, three wounded at a flea market. Sheriff's Major Susan Cotter says those five had been involved in a dispute.
Does not look like it's random at all. It looks like all five of them knew each other or somehow got involved in an altercation with each other.
In Milwaukee, there were three separate fatal shootings Saturday night into Sunday morning. The night after, 21 were wounded. After the Bucks-Celtics NBA playoff game, there were 11 p.m. curfews in Milwaukee Saturday and Sunday nights. In Chicago, five people were killed, 35 wounded in shootings over the weekend. Now to Capitol Hill. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on congressional moves to deal with the shortage of baby formula.
Lawmakers are working on a bill that would enable the U.S. to buy more formula from other countries like Mexico and Ireland to increase supply. They'll also consider a bill that would loosen restrictions for parents in the WIC program, which aids low-income families. Despite recent calls for the White House to use the Defense Production Act to produce more formula, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi argues it's not legally possible.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The AAA says gas prices have gone up again, hitting a new record. National average now $4.48 a gallon. The European Union's top diplomat says there's no guarantee there will be agreement on a new round of sanctions against Russia. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest on the fight in Ukraine.
Ukrainian military officials say Russian forces have withdrawn from Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv. And new British military intelligence reports that Russia has lost around a third of its ground forces deployed in Ukraine. And despite small-scale advances, Russia has failed to achieve substantial territorial gains over the past month.
McDonald's, which suspended operations in Russia when the invasion began, now says it will sell its business there and look to have the buyer keep its 62,000 workers. Finland and Sweden are pushing ahead with plans to join NATO, even though Moscow warns of far-reaching consequences. This woman in an eastern border town in Finland supports the move.
We need more power. You see, Russia is a country that respects only power, nothing else.
A federal trial begins today for Michael Sussman, a former lawyer for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. He's accused of lying to the FBI as it looked into possible Trump-Russia links. Two lawmakers are recovering after suffering strokes. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen and Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's a Democratic candidate for the Senate. The Wall Street Journal reports JetBlue plans a hostile takeover offer for Spirit Airlines, days after Spirit rejected a buyout proposal. Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, the setting for a musical memorial. Songs and tributes for Naomi Judd, her daughter Ashley.
Thank you for being in community and in fellowship with us, because we can pretend to care, but we cannot pretend to show up.
And Winona Judd said a planned tour later on this year will go ahead as scheduled.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
A former first lady is calling out a major fashion magazine.
Melania Trump slammed Vogue for putting First Lady Jill Biden on its cover.
They have likes and dislikes, and it's so obvious.
In her first sit-down interview since leaving the White House, Mrs. Trump slammed Vogue for what she calls a biased decision last year. She tells Fox News editor-in-chief Anna Wintour plays favorites.
It was their decision, and I have much more important things to do.
Although Trump did make the cover of Vogue in 2005, she wasn't first lady at the time. Michelle Obama got three covers during her tenure. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Buffalo Bills defensive back Micah Hyde considered canceling his charity softball game after learning about the Saturday supermarket shooting, but instead it went on to help his foundation, and a portion of the proceeds will go to the families of the victims. That's the Monday Morning World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.